Welcome to A Fork in Time, the alternate history podcast.
Welcome back to A Fork in Time, the Alternate History Podcast. The release date of today's episode is December the 25th of 2020. And so on behalf of Alexis and myself, we wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. Also going to do something a little bit different on today's episode, and I hope that you don't mind indulging the fact that I'm doing something different, and I hope I do it in a respectful way. Alexis and I come from a Christian tradition. And so it would not be appropriate for us to let this particular day pass without sharing that with you. We also recognize that certainly among our listeners, not everyone that listens to our podcast shares that same belief system, and that there's a variety of belief systems that exist among our listeners. We value that. And we do make an effort, although very often history does touch religious themes, as we've discussed a number of times, making a point of not just portraying or holding one particular point of view regarding religious themes on this podcast, or even inside of the realm of Christianity, a particular view. And so to that end, I guess initially I was reluctant to record this episode, but at the same time felt that to not do so and not follow the urge that I had to do so would also, in a way, be insincere. And so I would ask you to just respectfully listen. It's going to be a different episode, but I felt compelled to do this, and I hope that regardless of where you are, your circumstances, or whatever your belief tradition might be, that you find the words that I share today of value. The topic today is essentially along the lines of what we do here on A Fork in Time. What if there was no salvation, or what if there was no Savior? And of course, Christmas in the tradition, the Christian tradition, is the day that we recognize the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, we can go into a long discussion. In fact, it's an interesting topic about the fact that it is very unlikely that December 25th actually represents the actual date of birth for Jesus Christ. However, it has come to be through a variety of means the day that we recognize that. So today, for that purpose, I'm going to assume that it is the date that is appropriate for the coming of Christ, what is often referred to as the Incarnation. What I also want to say about that is, while we celebrate that, that is important, but it would not be important if it were not for a different thing. In the Christian tradition, we believe that Christ came not just to be born as a man, not just to come and be God dwelling among us. In fact, one of the terms that's applied to Christ that we often hear in Christmas carols is that of Emmanuel, God with us, but that he came for a particular purpose and a particular reason. And that particular purpose was to provide salvation. It's my belief, I believe this is carried forth in the Holy Scriptures that are represented by the Bible and is evident from creation and just reality around us, that we live in a world that is fallen. That is full of our own lusts and selfish ambitions, all the things that cause us not to be the type of people morally, ethically, that we would seek to be. And that the role or purpose of any religion, but particularly the one that I adhere to Christianity, is that it should make us the type of people that would be worthy of being recognized as being properly aligned with the concerns and the cares of those that are around us, and looking for making our world a better place by sharing what we have. The thing that I have is salvation. I have a gift that has been given to me through God, by God, through His Son Jesus, that allows me to have my condition reconciled with God. I believe that I am a sinner. I believe that I make mistakes. I believe that I was in a condition and will remain to some degree in a condition until I actually physically die, where I fall very short of what Scripture describes as the glory of God, of living the type of life that would make a holy and righteous God pleased by the things that I do. That's the bad news. But there is incredible good news. And in fact, in the Christian tradition, we refer to that good news as the gospel. And the gospel is simply this, that even though we are fallen, even though we are sinful, even though we do not have the ability to live the types of lives that would be pleasing to God ourselves, He has still provided a way for us. And He's provided that way to us through grace. Grace is giving something to someone that they do not deserve. In fact, grace is the opposite of receiving what you deserve. It's receiving the very thing that you could never earn or deserve for yourself. And the grace that has been given to us from God through Jesus is the grace of salvation. He has given us an ability to come to Him, and through accepting the gift of His Son's coming to earth, the life that He lived, His death, His burial, but most importantly, His resurrection, showing victory over sin and death, He's given us the gift of salvation through eternal life. It's a gift. We can't buy it. We can't earn it. In fact, there's nothing that we can do to obtain it on our own, except for one thing, and that's to accept that gift. And so today I would invite you, regardless of where you might be, regardless of what you might be dealing with, particularly in this very tough year that has been represented by 2020, as we've dealt with all the things that we've dealt with a global pandemic and economic crises and just all the things that are around us, to remember that we have a hope, and that hope has been given to us through Jesus. The choice to accept that gift of salvation is very simple. You can do it. You don't need me to do it. In fact, I can't do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. All you have to do is earnestly pray and ask God to allow you to receive that gift and to acknowledge that He's given you that gift. And with that acknowledgement, you've been given the gift and you have salvation. If you have questions about this and want to learn more about it, certainly feel free to go to our website and send me a note and interact with me. I'd be happy to interact with you by email, to actually make a phone call, whatever it might take, if you have questions and want to know more. But we did want to take this special day because of what we believe and why we believe to share this word of hope. And again, we do appreciate each and every one of you as our listeners for participating in this exercise that Alexis and I started, where we do this silly little thing called looking at history from an alternative perspective. But I'm very glad that for me personally in my life and for our world, that we don't have to look at a world where the what if is what if there had not been a Savior. I pray for your families. I pray for you. I pray for our world as a whole on this particular day, that we look at it as a day of peace and of hope. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to A Fork in Time, the Alternate History Podcast. Learn more about the podcast at www.aforkintimepodcast.com. Join us next time.